Hey Roger, with 200 watts of drive, a little probably at 300 on low. Good job, I appreciate it. And your station's trying to keep on down here in Springfield, Tennessee, Roger.
466 Illinois, 129.
All right there, 454. You got 969, 69er, Ron down here in Springfield. Right here, 666 up there. I was down on Channel 13 this morning talking to some locals, and some that weren't so local, but I always enjoy what you're up to, man. Good day to everybody. Yeah, okay there, 454. There's a lot in there. A guy over at Niagara Falls is in there, and it's kind of crowded. My SWR is about a 1.9 up here, 1.8. And I've got well over 1,000 coming back at me. If there's another channel you want to go to lower, I'm usually going down there. Oh, you got that right. I got to go get some potting soil this morning. I got a couple more plants to put in the ground, the garden out there. Wow. Well, you're letting the antenna do all the work then, right? Well, 454, that's doing you a really good job. Really good job, man. All right, I'll let you and the pooch skip out. I'm sure he's raring to go, and I'll go up to 38, say hello to a couple of guys, and I gotta get my day started too. 73 is 454, 969, Springfield, Tennessee, will be QRT. All right, 454. And 711, hang on. There's another station in there. Call me. Go ahead there. Okay, well, it's about 12 kW RMS on low right here. Yeah, I'm trying to get my mic gain down a little bit. Might drop my signal, but it might get the old amp out of there. Yeah, you know, I appreciate it. The old D104, it's just, you know how it is. It's over 2,000, and an amp, it's at about sit about 2.5-3 feet away from me. Oh yeah, you're 30 over from Ontario. So I think you stand by, let 711 go. Go ahead, 711. Roger on that. Well, yeah, you are doing a really good job here. Really good job. You got me on this whole curve of 2000 over there at the plus 30. You and the fella from Ontario.
two of them on the quad. How many feet above ground? Wow. Well, let me roll off this foot pedal and talk to you on just the DX300 by itself, will you? Quad you've got. The homemade or what is it? There is a guy on Channel 6, he goes by credit card, and I've heard some people say that he runs a 3-inch V-quad, and he is the cassette. He runs like a 2-drive-8, drive an 8-field, and he's whooping steel jukeboxes with it. I have no idea, but that's true, that V-quad's something else. She talked to him on the phone a while ago. He's got somebody over there. Are you familiar with electrical box? It's like the normal house has a 200 amp surface, right? Follow me. Okay, so like a normal house has 200 amp surface. To run his radio equipment on his garage, he currently has a 1200 amp circuit. He's capable of doing about 250,000 watts. And he's got a box being built. He's going to double that. So he's got a guy over there looking to put a 2400 amp circuit in his garage. Yeah, currently he has a 3-inch hard line. If he's thinking about it, he's going to have to give it a 6-inch hard line to run that pump. No. No, he was running 5/8 on his smaller station. He's got two different toggles over there right now. That's crazy. I run a single 4-6, 15,000. He runs 2 PM and driving 420. Nah. It's all right. I've been over there and he's keyed up 60,000, 90,000. Key up 100 if he's getting up juice to the house. Sometimes it's less current. I guess other people on the street using electricity on the road. It could keep a 90,000 sometimes. Well, he's got 27 acres. So he's probably one house somewhat close, and I think one time it came through somebody's headphones. That's about it. Oh yeah. And get a box built then. Eight 3-6 thousand. So he's got 8 of what I got. God. He's gonna be hard to deal with. Well, that's what I was going back to. He's really curious about the big quad, so he thinks he's gonna build an 8-0 big quad. He does it up Monster XP. I don't have a camel of any sort. He runs a vacuum tube capacitor to match the SWR. Okay.
be good.
Roger, you as well.
Hey man, this one does this one really well. But you know, hey, like I said though, hey, in order to make this one to where that it would work on this radio, a guy had to put some kind of a filtering system or something in it there, a resistor capacitor or something, in order to, you know, not make it squeal, not make it pick up background stuff, and you know, just basically an all-around job there.
We've got some good conditions over your way. Beautiful morning here, a temperature about 25, 26 degrees. ON4 Tango X-ray, K4 Mike Zilla uniform. Very good copy again, Roger. Thanks so much for the call. Stay safe, and we'll look out for you again here, especially on 10 meters. ON4 Tango X-ray, K4 Mike Zulu uniform is clear, and looking toward Europe, beaming Europe, Kid DX, over. Nothing heard. Anyone else? There was a few other stations there, maybe stateside. K4 Mike Zulu uniform, QRZ. Yeah, the Golf Mike 4, the Golf Mike 4 station. Golf Mike 4, Uniform Lima Sierra, good morning from Atlanta, Georgia. You're about a 5 and 4 here. 5 and 4, the name is Bob. Bravo, Oscar, Bravo, go ahead. Okay, very good. What was the name? Okay. Okay, Paul, very good. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Well, when you gave the name there, you're taking a deep fade, but that's common here on 10 meters, of course. And, well, thanks very much for the nice report, and good to hear the band open into Europe here this morning. We're hearing a G station also, and an Austrian Nancy 4, and seems like a little bit of activity here toward Europe. Running about a kilowatt to a OptiBeam, 11 elements OptiBeam here on this band, at about 34 meters high. So that's the story on this side, Paul. Thanks very much for the call. GM4 Lima Sugar, K4 Mike Zulu Uniform, go ahead.
Nick, yeah, I think I lost you. The band dropped out a little bit, so it was 873. Thanks for the short cue, so maybe we can do it again. Kilo Delta 2, Julia Charlie Romeo. Kilo Delta 4, London, Tokyo. We'll be quick.
Kilo Bravo 1,
question mark. Kilo Bravo 1, Tango Alpha Bravo. Kilo Delta 4, London, Tokyo. All right, I'll give you a signal report next go around. The name's Bob, Baker Ocean Baker, Tennessee.
Kilo Mike
over.
4, Golf Bravo Mike, Nelson, stand by.
Kilo Bravo 1, Tango Alpha Bravo. Kilo Delta 4, London, Tokyo. Okay, Fred, yeah, the band ain't the best right now, so yeah, you're about a 4x4 into Tennessee there, Fred. Yeah, looks like we talked before. I don't know how my signal is going out that way, but I talked to you 2012 and 2013 from Alaska under my old call there, over.
And I have a little bit of QRM. But yeah, very happy to make contact with you this morning. I've been chasing you around for a couple minutes, and I'm happy to finally get you in my receive. Thanks so much, 268T132. I believe you have a couple stations from Canada calling, so I'm going to get out of the way. 73 is in good DX to you from 280105. Bye-bye now.
Straight out 203, you're up Port of C, what up, morning time, wave. 95 around West Virginia, here we go.
Give me a little bit more drive. Or change the input to you to allow it to drive on a little bit less. But regardless, I mean, it does a pretty good job there, DJ. I'm real happy with it. Yes, they are. I think I might go down on Friday. I don't think I'll go Saturday, but I'll probably boot down there on Friday and check things out. Yeah, there's quite a few like that. One of our senior CBers around here, he and his wife were married for 67 years, and she passed away a couple of days back. Visitation's going to be this evening, and I want to go, but I don't want to go. You hear me?
Yes, sir, I appreciate it. Be careful and have fun and have a good, happy day.
No, 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 I was just trying to text Bob.
I appreciate you doing all the filing, young man.
Hey, DJ. Nature's calling me. I'm out in the restroom. I'll be back in 5 or 10.
Stand by.
We hear you out here in the Carolinas. We had to switch to the vertical, over.
Come back, Carolina. You need a 34 to Bluegrass Wood break and stand by, Mark Blake.
Just on number 10 here in West Virginia, sit back and listen a while. I don't feel like
out there, 438 in the current.
good cover that L grade.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I
North Carolina. 438. Ten four, Mad River most of the time.
Did I hear my beer squeezer in there? Hello, beer squeezer. 921 Tennessee.
I got a classic Cobra 2000's all I got.
Yeah, I got 148.
Well, 921, you're making. Same thing, just a bigger box, ain't it? Morning time.
Well, Stardust will get lucky sometime. We just got a short skid.
361 in
Indiana, and I'm in Portland, Tennessee there. So, once in a while, we get a short shot there.
Hey, Roger, he sure is loud and clear down here this morning, or that's for sure. Just want to key up and say top of the day to you there.
No, Roger. Might have been someone trying to break in, man. I misrepresented it there.
Yeah, I got 148 going into an 813, single 813 tube, into a 3-1000.
No contact on the X-Land.
Come over here, Missouri.
921, old beer squeezer tried to come back to you there, but I guess maybe he's in here, man. Anyway, I'm gonna back him out of here and get you guys later up that way there. Start up three more. I'm gonna get back.
Well, you doing the same back here. I always wonder what everybody's running.
Oh, number 10, motor, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we hear you. I got a YC-156 one of these days. I'm just yeah, I'm on a short 6L.
Well, when it comes to big radios, I can't claim that claim it.
Working real good. Yeah, this thing's about 28 foot long. I guess I'm about 60, just about 61, 62 foot up, I guess, to the boom on it. It's vertical. Hobby man. Be drummer boy out here in Missouri. Catch you later. I'll back in.
Nobody that drummer boy in Missouri. Mad River over here in North Carolina.
Here in West Virginia.
Hey, Roger, there's number 10. 20 states in there this morning. Catch you later, number 10.
How about you, Starduster?
Hello, DJ. Is he still in there?
How about you, Starduster?
Well, DJ Motor Car, I guess we may have lost conditions. Oh, you joined out here around Springfield, Tennessee, about quiet.
This old white face Johnson just ain't getting out. Mr. Wild Man.
Wild Man, I'm hearing you in there every now and then.
Yeah, he said I didn't lose conditions.
Alrighty, Starduster, yeah, you're sounding good on this old white face, Johnson.
Okay, well, who is this?
Carolina said it, we're standing by.
Yeah, alright, there, 002. Man, you're a king of seven swinging 30 on me.
Starduster, implore to get back here and get quite a while.
Alrighty, Starduster.
Roger, well, maybe I don't need that foot there. I'll get up off of it. I'll see if I lose conditions.
Waving and standing by.
Yeah, I'm back here. Can you hear me?
Morning, John, to my old CB friend, Mr. Recoil. Oh, wow.
Getting some bleed over stuff.
Yeah.
Tough condition on this.
I got my foot pedal. That's pretty good.
If you can hear me, 92.
There's old big
Austin,
radio.
Kentucky.
There's that big radio, old PC.
It's kind of in and out there, DJ. It's kind of in and out. I'll give myself a little help right there.
Stick to the side. Somebody else take their turn on 299. Happy Pappy Day to you, Rick.
Hey, Roger. Well, you know, your neighbor, he was in there. He was sounding good, man. He put a big old signal on me. That's correct, 002. He, Kia 7 swing a plus 30 on me over here on this old cover 2000.
Time of the day, Dr. Pepper 3.
Yeah, he said he was.
Yes, fine, sir. Heard you in there wanting to wave a hand. We're going to get out in the middle of the road.
I talked to my neighbor this morning. You know the real big strapper?
Check, sir. You have a fun
Budweiser. Now he's got a 1200 amp service to his house. He's got those 2 3/6 10s pushing the 4/6. I'm sorry. 2 3/6 10,000s pushing 4 3/6 20,000s. Got 1200 amp service. He's gonna have a box built with 8 3/6 15,000s in it. He's over there getting a, talking about getting electric service doubled. They're gonna tie two transformers together and get a 2400 amp service to his garage.
Well, now, man, pretty good, you say? Hey, it ain't nothing new to yours.
Yeah, DJ, it promises to get interesting in this little county.
Genesis chapter 48. There's a story of when with an old man very close to death. His son Joseph came to visit him and say his goodbye. He and his father were very close. Joseph's favorite child. He was the youngest son, the one that Jacob gave the coat of many colors to, if you remember.
At one point, Joseph was born.
He lived very sadly until he found out indeed Joseph was alive and living in Egypt. They reunited, and now Jacob, the father, was about to pass. Joseph was standing before him with his two sons, and Ephraim, Jacob's grandson.
Yeah, come on. And Dr. Pepper. Yeah, let me turn around there, Pepper.
Yeah, I know. Why you, but he's been yapping with you.
Yeah, sir, I've been on the ground there, I'm thinking.
Now, I reckon. I recognize that, Jeff. Any power station you got? No.
Yeah, but he's a good one.
I know you ain't talking about my neighbor on the other side.
Virginia, we're standing by.
Good evening, Illinois. Good morning, Illinois. North Carolina 38 waving.
442, Great Lakes Mobile, 129 Virginia waving.
Roger there, my friend. We definitely thank you. We're doing about the same thing. Excuse me. There's nothing going on down in Louisville today. We're just kind of sitting back enjoying the day.
And Roger.
Take care around the Empire State. 31-3. Louisville, Kentucky.
North Carolina 38. We listen.
Did you say
38 North Carolina?
Was that 361 calling 31-3?
One of the oldies there. You know a lot better than that North Carolina 38 on this one.
Roger that on the Niagara Falls. 31-3, Louisville, Kentucky is returning.
I'm talking right to you. For goodness sake, good morning to you, sir. I don't hear you right here. Carolina.
747.
747 in the Smoky.
Oh, Roger that.
Morning wave.
Radio Canada stepped in there just then. And, well, you know the outcome of that deal. 31-3, Louisville, Kentucky, we're still standing by.
Good morning, Ohio. Good morning, Ohio. 4AA, good morning.
Yep, with a lot of traffic. We did copy most of that, but we still got a lot of traffic.
Yeah, good morning to you and yours. Hope you have a happy, happy day.
CEO 7-4
coming down here in East Tennessee. Today, Smoky Mountain.
Next, your North Carolina line. We'll be back. Reading the mail.
747. Probably be way right back. It's going to be an enjoyable time. We just need to sit back and relax, enjoy what we do have. 3-1-31-3.
Louisville, in Illinois, sounding good. Receive 747 back. Reading the mail.
Did you say 262? 31-3, Louisville, Kentucky. Did you say 262?
Illinois, you have a good day up there. Sounding good in my receive. 0747, back reading the mail.
Roger, that's 246 up in the man. Good morning to you.
Yeah, them conditions is rough and tough here in Tennessee, really, but we hear you
loud, clear, and
Keep going, Roger. 747 down here in East Tennessee next to the North Carolina line.
It's working perfectly. Working real good. We have a real good copy on you in Kentucky, Roger.
Right up there at Lake Erie, up there next to Lake Erie. Sounding good to my receipt. 747 in the Smoky Hills in Tennessee.
This old RTI 2995. That's what we're working along with these 70 element on the flat side there, Roger.
Hey,
741,
good morning to you. Have a good day.
Enjoy your number. Yeah, Roger that. We got you with a solid 910. Roger. Roger that.
All right.
246, man. We appreciate it, my friend. Call the same way. Me and mine to you and yours. We'll be clear on your final, sir, 73rd. Till next time.
Canada. We did hear that Canada in there, 747. 747 in the Smoky Hills, reading that mail.
Hey, 747, Tennessee, you have a good day also, number 3, Georgia.
Caught up around Montreal, Canada. Hope you have a super fine day and a happy, happy day. Always good to hear from that Canada. 747 in the Smoky Hills just got down.
All right,
what about a DX 360, North Carolina?
One down there, number 3, Georgia, 418 Ohio. 1102, 313. Well, I'm not sure if you were coming back to 313, but we sure had a
what about it, DX 360, North Carolina's waving a hand?
418, be clear.
Roger on that. Hey, man, I'm stepping. I'm just
passing through. Roger. Roger. What were those numbers again?
111-360, North Carolina.
Roger on that. 313. Hey, man, somebody call
me. Hey, Roger. 111. You have a great day up there in Ohio. Sounding good. 111-360, North Carolina, 73.
Appreciate it, my friend. Peace and Gray. We'll talk to you on the other 3134.
Hey, good morning,
Buckeye Spouse.
We have a great Father's Day. LJ, you going to get back out of the way now.
Number 9, who are you calling? How about number 9? Who are you calling, 313, Louisville?
North Carolina, 614, Skyway.
60, North Carolina.
Said that.
Hi, Hey, Ron Joe in the state of Maine, man. I appreciate you. You're sounding good. Coming from Maine yourself here in Carolina. I've got you about 10 over. Roger.
World Radio 594 in Virginia, standing by.
Hello, hello, how's that
to you? Everybody's
ready. Get out of here, that's right. Hey, I appreciate it, 657. 657, you have a great day. 36 in North Carolina.
Randy's got a copy on North Carolina.
Appreciate it. How about Dr. Pepper?
Come on in here, 151. What's up there, buddy?
All right, that Cherokee said good morning out there to you.
Oh, good
morning,
dude.
All right, good morning, Cherokee. I rolled that five. He said, Happy Father's Day, Cherokee. Take care. Catch you later, 151. We back out.
Here, buddy.
All right, we're going to roll the dial. Have a good one. I'm going.
I get the roll. I can't get my voice up anymore. I'm
in there. 61, old traveling.
Two or three of you. Now, I got a Whiskey Delta 4 kilowatt Yankee whiskey. Good morning to you from North Carolina. The handle's free at Box Romeo Echo Delta. We're about 50 miles southeast of Raleigh in Goldsboro. 5757 over. Okay there, Jay, in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Good copy on you there. The Kenwood 430, I believe you said, good. I'll get you out for you there, Jay. I'm on the Kenwood 590SG this morning here. I got a 4 engine line, and I'm on the Cushcraft R8 vertical this morning and running about 500 watts, over. WB Ford, WD4KYW, appreciate the contact. You have a blessed day there in Cape Cod. W4 Fox Trot Hotel Charlie, anybody else out there this morning?
Whiskey Alpha 1, Quebec Zulu X-ray.
We got a Quebec Zulu X-ray, I think it's Kilowatt Alpha 1. Quebec Zulu X-ray, good morning to you from Wayne County, Goldsboro, North Carolina, 50 miles southeast of Raleigh, the handle spread, Fox Romeo Echo Delta, over.
Yep, Fred, pleasure to meet you. The call sign Whiskey Alpha 1, Quebec Zulu X-ray, and the name is Dan, Delta Alpha November, and we're located about 10 miles northwest of Boston, about 10 miles northwest of Boston, and you have a very strong signal into the Massachusetts area. You're 5'9 plus about 10, so you're lighting up the pan adapter here. Back to you, Fred, W4 FHC. This is WA1QZX, Boston.
Okay, WA1, Quebec Zulu X-ray, Dan in Boston, Mass. Got a good copy. You're 5'9 plus out here in Goldsboro. Like we said, we're 50 miles southeast of Raleigh, home of Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, which I retired from 30 years ago. I'm in my 70s there. But it's nice to see 10 meters starting to open again. It's been pretty consistent the last couple of weeks. You know, we're in the cycle 25 now. It's finally, cycle 25 is finally on the move. So hopefully it was bad conditions, all the bad. Eventually get better and hopefully be in good shape by next year, over.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's been really nice to have these recent band openings, and we hope we slide right up the sunspot cycle in the next several years and get even more activity. It's a lot of fun having 6 and 10 and 15 available and skipping all over the world. So it's kind of opens up a lot of possibilities. Go ahead, Fred.
Copy that, Dan. Well, you know, I've been on the radio for a lot of years. I'm in my 50th year now, and I've really enjoyed the radio. I tell you, it's a lot of company. Tell you, when you get older and when you retire, yeah, it's definitely a lot of coming to you. A lot of times you're working and got a family to raise. A lot of guys get into amateur radio and then they got a family and they start raising a family and working and they get off for quite a few years. But then when the family gets grown and they get married and get away from home and they retire, they come back to ham radio. That's a good hobby there, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. I totally get that. I got back into it about two or three years ago after many years off the radio. I started back in the late 60s, a novice, and then for a while there I was off the air for about 10 or 15 years. But now back into it, running a Flex 6400 at the moment, running a Flex 6400, 100 watts into an off-center fed dipole, about 70 feet. And, yeah, that's the deal on the equipment here, Fred. Back to you, W4FHC, WA1Q, ZX.
Okay, Dan, WA1QZX, W4 Foxtrot Hotel Charlie here. Well, I'm on the Kenwood 590 ESG this morning, running about 500 watts into R8 vertical. It's been 28.5 feet long. I got 15 feet above the ground. I recommend at least 10 feet. I got it 15 feet. But I also got a Kenwood TS 890 with the Alpha Delta DXCC Van Dipel horizontal at 36 feet on the other side of the studio. I got 2 8-foot counters in the studio here. One on each side of the room, so I have done both videos, and both got amplifiers on them. I also have the ICOM 7300, which I like in line, and it's in the touchscreen. I never had a touchscreen radio, but I bought it and got used to it. I kind of feel like it. Just, I run them all, you know. I don't put any a lot of hours on any one radio. One thing about having more than one radio, you can kind of you switch from one radio to the other. I've done that in good relations for many years, Dan, over.
Yeah, roger, Fred. Yeah, I totally get that. I have an ICOM 7300 as well, and I keep that in line out in my back patio as another station. And that's hooked up to another set of wire antennas. I really like that radio and the touchscreen. In fact, you have my favorite